Good evening, I'm David Legg, and welcome to tonight's feature, Investigative Journalistic Report. Tonight we delve into the high-stakes and often unappreciated world of the humble neighborhood Subway sandwich artist. I'm here with Eddie Christopher. Eddie is a sandwich artist.
Yeah, I've been working at the Brighton BP station for 8 months now.
And how do you like being a sandwich artist?
Well, yeah, it's pretty good. Bit of cash to help me out with my studies, you know. But best of all, it's a chance to be creative, you know?
Indeed. And what kind of artistic style would you say you are?
Well, I've always liked Picasso. Particularly during his analytic cubism stage.
And how do the customers react to this?
Oh, hang on, David. Looks like one's coming now.
Excuse me.
Yes, sir?
What the hell is this?
That's your 6-inch Italian BLT.
What the hell did you do to it?
Look, sir, I'm an artist.
How the hell am I supposed to eat that? The bread is inside the lettuce.
The gentleman makes a good point, Eddie.
I'm not paying for that.
Sir, I'm a sandwich artist. I make sandwich art. If you don't like the way we do business, then please take your business elsewhere.
All right. Fine, look, I'm just going to go to the Marion Subway. I'm going there anyway. Good day.
Jerk.
Does this happen often, Eddie?
Yeah, but I'm not too bothered by it. After all, everyone knows all the best sandwich artists don't sell anything until after they die.
I then travelled to the Westfield Marion Shopping Centre to compare the artistic styles with the Subway sandwich artists over there. With me now is Mitchell White of Marion Subway. Mitchell, what kind of sandwich artists work here at Marion, would you say?
Well, most of the other guys here are impressionists.
Oh, for God's sake, there's tomato all over the table.
And the girls? Well, they all just love their surrealism, don't they?
Hey, my sandwich is all melted. Way to go, you Salvador Dali.
And what about yourself?
Me? I'm a postmodernist.
Excuse me, I ordered an Italian BLT. Where is it?
There is no sandwich. We are all the sandwich.
I'm going to McDonald's.
Jerk.
And there you have it. A fascinating insight into the life of our struggling suburban sandwich artists as they toil away, assembling bread and vegetables grown in their avant gardens into nutritious edible pieces of fast food art. With origins dating back to Andy Warhol and his famous cans of soup, one wonders what incredible pieces of art these young artists will produce yet in their lifetimes. One thing's for sure, this reporter will continue lobbying for cranberry sauce to be put on display in the New York Museum of Modern Art for as long as it takes, or at least until it's available at Subway. Cheap bastards. But until next time, I'm David Legg. Good night.